This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
On account of my sweet potato pie.
You're talking about Ray Charles. This is James Taylor. Where'd you get Ray Charles out of this?
Really? That's what it says? Yeah. It says Ray Charles.
Yeah, no, that's James Taylor.
Oh, that must be labeled wrong.
It must be, yeah. Ray Charles never on his worst day sounded like James Taylor and vice versa. So, get that out of it. Okay, 7 after the hour. This is the time for special thanks. It's a good day program, November the 21st. I'm thankful for Jay, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. And so away we go into another hour thinking, at least in part, about Thanksgiving coming up later on this week. Getting mentally ready for a lot of food and family and maybe football if that's your cup of tea. But it's also a time, I think, when we specifically reflect on what and who as individuals we are and what are we thankful for. It sounds trite sometimes to dig into it that way, but it really is a basic sort of tenet of life. It is giving thanks. How about you add one more element to giving thanks? Most of us have reached the point where we're in whatever business it is because we love the business that we're in and we're good at something. I felt very thankful all through my life that I was decent, fairly good at this, and I could make a few bucks, and I was happy doing it. I still am in that exact same place. I'm happy doing this. It has not yet become a burden. And when I phone it in, Jay, you'll tell me to go away. Not what I'm thinking about. So, in terms of being thankful for your skills, you ought to reach out and acknowledge other people who have special skills. Everybody has a special skill. And so you thank people that you work with, you thank people that you live with, you thank people that you're around. It ought not to be just this week. I say this all the time. And Jay was teasing me earlier when I was saying I wake up every morning and I say thanks for the various things that I know are good in my life. And she says, I have trouble getting out of bed and getting to the bathroom, but I'll think about it afterwards.
Yeah. When did I say that?
We were talking about where your mind is in the fog when you wake up.
My first, even just as recent as this morning when my alarm went off, I don't know why I was so discombobulated, but I had a moment of, why is my alarm set for Saturday morning? And then I was like, because it's not Saturday morning. I don't know if it's just the coziness or whatnot, but until I'm vertical, and as soon as I'm vertical, I'm like, okay, you know, clap hands, ready to go. Let's do this.
Get the scoop for the day.
Time and the meditation time and get all the gratitude. But when that alarm first goes off, there are three letters that are in my head, and they are not a part of thank you.
Oh, I thought maybe four letters might have been in your brain. Well, there are a lot of good things going on around the country, people thinking about others. You'd be thankful. You got a lot to be thankful for. You can help other people. I noticed down certain parts of the South, this seems to be very big, there's a Mayflower Marathon food drive in one town where we are heard, and the radio station has helped get together with other people in town to provide 756,000 meals for people who need food.
That's wonderful.
Amazing. It is amazing. When people respond when you ask them for help. People are very generous. Americans are very, very generous. So, just tip of the hat to those of you folks who are doing that. The Texas State University has been selected as the host for the next 2024 general election debate, the Commission on Presidential Debate. I want to know who's on that commission. Who is it that makes these decisions? How do you get there? I'm sure there are Republicans and Democrats that are high up on the echelon list. But anyway, Texas, former President Johnson went to Texas State, graduated in 1930. He was a teacher. He went to Texas State Teachers College, and that was always the thing. Okay, so I'm not going to turn something good into something bad, but I am going to, as I quizzically say from time to time, how did a guy who went to school to be a teacher and became a teacher, then he was elected to Congress, active in the local political world, and he held some local offices, then he became a congressman, and then he became a senator, and then he became vice president, and then he became president. This guy had nothing when he started, and when he got out of the presidency, at the age, I think he was 70, he died when he was 72, had bad heart, big smoker, and the family, the LBJ family, owned a bunch of radio and television stations and a lot of land. So when he died, he was worth $40 million. How do you do that? If the highest paid job you ever had in your life was $200,000 a year, made some pretty good investments, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
That must have been it, right. Anyway, that's
put
what comes
away,
to
my mind. Put away, invested. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so all these people who keep saying it's a rematch between Biden and Trump. I'm not so sure that that's going to be the case. I'm not signing on to that, frankly. This guy Phillips is coming along. We certainly have, well, maybe when it comes to major parties. See, that's it. The news media buys into this garbage that we have a two-party system, and people don't like the two-party system anymore because it's proven inefficient and corrupt. So let's try something else. Thus, Robert F. Kennedy and Joe Manchin coming on really strong because people are sick of the party system. They're sick of the way it works. They're sick of what it produces. So it'll be a pretty interesting election cycle, I think, next year. And I'm not going to go down the route of many of my brethren on the radio who think that in order to get favor with their audience, they have to like Trump. Well, it's a little self-serving.
Yeah, and it definitely feels like this is going to be the first time, or the first election in a long time, where there's going to be a quality third-party candidate,
right,
or
yep,
even two, possibly. Yeah. But it seems like every election cycle, there's the rhetoric that if you cast your vote for somebody in the third party, then you just wasted your vote because it is only between the two. It's between the red and the blue,
that,
and that's it. Exactly. Yeah. And that's just, I mean, honestly, that's just a load of crap.
How dare you?
And it feels like this is going to be a quality election where I think that there are some quality candidates that I think this is going to be the first time in a long time where many Americans are going to feel like they are actually voting somebody into office rather than casting their vote in order to keep somebody out of office.
Yeah. There you go. Voting against somebody and not voting for somebody. All right, American Airlines, I'm looking at this and thinking, yeah, this ought to be a pleasant flight. Tomorrow when I fly to Los Angeles on America, the flight attendants may be on strike. They have asked for permission to strike. They have to go to the feds for the right to go on strike, and it may be around Christmas time or New Year's when they go on strike. Americans said there was no possibility of a walkout over the holidays. Why don't you just negotiate with them and give them what they want? You made a lot of money last year. Why be jerks about it?
Uh-huh.
Just give them something reasonable, and let's keep moving instead of being jerks about it.
Well, especially because the flight staff, they have more jobs nowadays. They are security.
Yeah.
They are maintenance. They are cleanup. Like, there is so much that they have to do. They've earned more money. Come on.
Yeah, right. So anyway, there are a lot of people, and I always engage the flight attendants in conversation about what's going on with the airline and how their jobs. A lady that had been with America, and when I came home last week, there was a lady who'd been at for 47 years. And she just does, you know, she does one trip a week from Boston to LA and back again. That's all she has to do. And she has a little business of her own. What did she tell me? She was in, it was a lot of fun to talk. I like talking to them because I find out what's going on. And I'm very attuned to this because it's an important part of my life to make sure that I get from here to there so I can be with my children. I don't like getting fiddled around. And so that's why I don't fly in Southwest, by the way. And as far as Southwest is concerned, they don't have a problem with flight attendants. They have a problem with pilots. They could be next on the strike list. What you don't know maybe about federal law, it makes it very hard for airline workers to walk off the job. It just, they, it's almost, it's like teachers are not supposed to strike. They do, but they're not supposed to. And as far as I'm concerned, when they do, they break the law, they should all go to jail. Like when Ronald Reagan fired all the flight, I think it was the second year being the folks running the, what is it, the flight, the FAA, in each of the cities there are, the idea of having the planes tracked on radar. They have an office and they follow, the FAA follows the planes, and they're the ones responsible for, you know, a plane goes up, plane goes down. And they, you know, there are other things that it does, including monitor what the jobs are like for flight attendants and what they're like for pilots and yada, yada, yada. So at any rate, it looks like there could be a little, it's just an update, right? It could be a sticky situation. Doesn't amount to anything. Maybe at the end of the day, the Supreme Court has rejected former Minneapolis police chief, or rather police officer, Derek Chauvin's appeal of his conviction for the murder of George Floyd. The Supreme Court did not comment, left in place a state court ruling affirming his conviction and 22 and a half years in the slammer. His lawyers argued that their client was denied a fair trial. Where did he get the money to hire all of these? He spent, there's $20 million in legal fees for this guy. Where do you get the money to
pay? I'm sure there are backers. I'm sure there are financial backers who are fighting for him and against what they perceive as the quote-unquote
support your local police.
Woke. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, let's see here. A massive fentanyl ring. 23 arrests yesterday. 250,000 pills have been seized. This was a indictment that was sealed, and now it's open. The feds got into this massive fentanyl ring, had insiders. So I guess they arrested about 23 people in connection with the sale and distribution. These people should be shot. Fentanyl kills the people that use it, right? So why
isn't that bad for business?
There?
Like, that's a really bad business model.
What, to shoot the guys? Or to...
No, to kill your clientele.
Oh, yeah, right. Hello, duh. All right, good question. 18 half the hour here on Good Day.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses. Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart. Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Do you know what brand sells the most work shoes in America? Skechers. Why? Skechers has the best looking safety toe and slip resistant shoes around. They've got superior quality and simply incredible prices. But many people get them just for the style. So you can enjoy tough, steel-toed protection and slip resistant soles anywhere, even if you don't need them for work. And since they're Skechers, you know they're going to be comfortable with Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam. Find your new pair of Skechers safety toe and slip resistant work shoes at a Skechers store, at Skechers.com, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Protect your engine better with Syntec Full Synthetic High Mileage Motor Oil, only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec High Mileage is formulated for today's engines with over 75,000 miles. Now get 5 quarts of Syntec High Mileage and a MicroGuard Select Oil Filter for just $34.99. Limit supply. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair is gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's 23 after the hour, social media time here on Good Day. What celebrity news is trending? Dolly Parton often finds herself in the top 10 list, Jay, and today is no exception. She's teamed up with a rocker for a new version of Jolene that I think is on this new album. It's, what is it, next week?
The rock album dropped on November 17th, but this is one of the frustrating things with a lot of musicians anymore. They drop an album, and then like a week later, they drop an extended version that has additional songs. So it's like if you don't buy the original, you just wait. There's always going to be another album within a 10-day period. Yeah. So there's one of the songs on the extended version is another Jolene.
All right, so we'll get to that, hear how it sounds with the rock group. This report is brought to you by the folks at Progressive Insurance, which, surprise, insurance for, A, motorcycles, B, boats, C, RVs, D, cars. Want protection on the road and on the water? All you got to do is check out progressive.com or dial them up at 800-PROGRESSIVE.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's SkyRizi. Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With SkyRizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. And SkyRizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to SkyRizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With SkyRizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
So here's an excerpt from this new version of Jolene that we were talking about with the group Måneskin. It's a rock version. She decided she wanted to do a rock album because she was introduced into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, she had to deserve. Well, she tried to get off the list of nominees, and she was like, "I'm not a rock star. I don't deserve this." And
you are a rock star.
No, it already went out. Like the ballot already went out. You're on the list. She was voted in, so she's like, "Well, then I better put out an album and earn this."
So, what can you tell us about Måneskin? I'm not familiar with them.
They are an Italian rock band who they were on, what was it, Italy's version of X Factor or Rome's version of X Factor, and then they got more international success when they won the 2021 Eurovision Song Contest, and then they've had a few different hits on radio, airplay, and all of that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so she's got...
ABBA is somebody who came out of Eurovision. Eurovision Song Contest. That's where they got their international star.
Hey, look what happened to them. Wow.
Yeah.
I've always liked the people say, well, that's not music for real men. Okay, well. I like it, frankly. All right, so who else is on this rock star album that Dolly has? Legends like Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, Elton John, Joan Jett, Miley Cyrus, Pink, Brandi Carlile, all on there with Måneskin. So it's quite a good album. Now, you said they dropped the first version. Now they've added another version
that will be coming, with a few bonus tracks. And I think she also does Eddie Money's Two Tickets to Paradise. I think that's with Måneskin, too.
Is it?
One of the things that's so cool is that she did some new songs. She redid some of her old songs. Songs, bringing people in, rock artists in, but then she also covered rock songs with the original artist, which was just so neat.
Yeah, I think she's just neat, neat, neat. That's it. She's neat.
She is.
Dolly is neat. And when you say Dolly, it's like Oprah and Adele. You don't have to use the last name. Everybody knows who you're talking about. So Dolly Parton in Celebrity News, trending here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from the inner sanctum at the Calitrin headquarters. She would be the first to tell you that you can find out whatever you need to know by going to toploss.com, which is their website. So always I like to start a conversation with people with a question. This time of year, do people set a realistic weight loss goal? When you talk to people, I want to lose 100 pounds. Is that really feasible?
When you decide to take Calitrin, you are making a choice to better your health. You are making a choice to lose weight the way that your body wants to, but it's not going to be a quick fix.
All right, so what's the deal now as we head into Thanksgiving and the holiday period?
Well, we've got a friends and family event going on right now, so when you buy that proven 90-day supply, you're going to get 90 days free. That's on our website, toploss.com.
That's all at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Officials are looking into an underwater pipeline leak off the coast of Louisiana into the Gulf of Mexico. First reports indicate more than 1 million gallons of oil has spilled into the Gulf of Mexico. The Coast Guard confirmed the Third Coast Midstream Pipeline has an oil slick 3 to 4 miles wide, about 19 miles off the shore. The pipeline has been shut down and several agencies are looking into the source of the leak. The United States Supreme Court rejected an appeal by the former Minneapolis police officer, Derek Chauvin, who killed George Floyd during a confrontational arrest. Chauvin's second-degree murder sentence will be upheld. 47-year-old Chauvin is serving his 21-year sentence in Arizona. Actor Wayne Brady is recuperating following a car accident and fist fight in Malibu, California on Sunday. After the fight, the other driver fled the scene, leading to his arrest. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good day,
Karen.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Hello, my name is Jonathan Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
Thank you.
you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi, Jay and Doug on the Good Day program. When you sneeze, how often do you sneeze? You find yourself sneezing sometimes when you don't have a cold. There's other reasons for sneezing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I know.
Something gets up there. It's drier air, allergies.
Well, but there are things when you see things. For example, sunlight is good for us. It helps you to create vitamin D. It's good for your mood. It syncs all of your circadian rhythms together. But some people experience an unexpected side effect. When they look at the sun, they sneeze. Ka-choo!
Oh. Wait, what is that? Photic sneeze reflex or something like that?
Yeah, right.
It's the sun or like bright light or those fluorescent lights.
It's called, let's see if I can pronounce this, autosomal dominant compelling helio-ophthalmic outburst.
How many letters are in that word?
Yeah. So this is something I have experienced, this, and I don't know, you'll chuckle when I say this. Oftentimes when in my life I've been around an attractive woman that I wanted to get to know, I would sneeze. And it was purely...
Because she's so bright?
Well, maybe. That was it. I mean, there are a lot of different reasons. The point here is that there are a lot of people, sometimes when you're just about to go under, some people when they go under anesthesia, sneeze. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows why, but they do. They sneeze. So, anyway, that's it. The number of times an average person sneezes every day is 4. I don't think I sneeze every day, but sometimes there's a magic in 13. Sometimes when I'm finding myself allergic to something, I sneeze and sneeze and sneeze. And your eyes water, everything. It's like, oh, man. And the sneeze, when it comes out of your body, is going 100 miles an hour.
Oh, that makes sense. And that's why, all the more reason why you need to cover your sneezes with a tissue
cover
or
your
elbow
sneezes.
Or inside of your shirt or something. I've noticed some people, I'm a single sneezer, so whenever I sneeze, it is a one sneeze, and then I'm done until the next time I sneeze. My husband is like a 3 to 5 sneezes in a row every time he sneezes. Yeah. I have a friend who, she cannot sneeze less than 7 times, but each of her sneezes, and it's in succession, it's quick, but they're all these really tiny, like, high-pitched, like, and I'm always like, just let it out, girl, and you'll get one big sneeze out.
The number of droplets that leave your nose when you sneeze, each time you sneeze, averages to be 100,000 droplets of whatever it is that's in your nose, in your system. When you sneeze, away it goes.
It's coming out and your mouth, too.
Yeah, right. A lot of stuff does. Mm-hmm. And the record number of days for the longest sneezing fit. A woman in England sneezed constantly for 976 days.
How did she get anything done?
My goodness.
Like, how did she not bust an aneurysm or something? That doesn't even seem humanly possible.
It doesn't, does it, when you get right down to brass tacks, huh? No. All right, what's going on with the Israeli-Hamas war? A lot of stories, as you might expect. A lot of people talking about this from one end of the world to another. We'll talk about it with Uri Geller in a few minutes, who will join us. Last night, a lot of people were talking. You see on the trending list, David Letterman showing up on the old CBS late night show that now is hosted by Stephen Colbert. He was in the theater for the first time since he stopped doing the program, which was, 7 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
I can't get over the beard that he's wearing.
He grew that beard almost immediately, didn't he?
Yeah, right. He did. Yeah, it doesn't look like David Letterman, but maybe that's the way he is. He wants that image now versus what he used to look like as a straight shooter, in a manner of speaking.
Well, I wonder how much of that
was... It makes you look older.
Oh, really?
It's
amazing how a beard can definitely change the face shape. I kind of think that he may have wanted to have a beard for a long time, but the network wouldn't let him. Because how many late night hosts do you know that had facial hair? It's like they all had to be clean shaven.
Well, Jimmy Kimmel has it now. He's the only one who does. He's got a little facial hair. He's had that for quite a while. Jimmy Kimmel grew up in Boston, and he was a disc jockey here. And then he went to New York, and then he went to Los Angeles, and he was a producer and a radio host there. Somehow he got to know, he actually got on the staff because I guess he was funny. Howard Stern hired him and put him on, and so anyway, it's his whole career has been based on one step on top of another, on top of another, on top of another. I'm only mentioning that because we were talking about these hosts, and Jimmy Kimmel is probably the most successful of the three of them. Fallon's in the middle, and Colbert comes in dead last, which is appropriate because he's nothing. He's nothing. Zero. All right. So let's get away from that. Hurry's going to join us in a moment. Thanksgiving savings are here at Calitrin. Support your weight loss program, please, so that you don't become like the average American that gains 8 pounds during the holidays. It's crazy. Lose weight instead of gaining it. Calitrin is scientifically proven, and it does other things besides just weight loss, too, by the way. It helps your joints because of the Calitrin formula is really the aloe vera that's in there and the enzymes that are in there. This will help your entire body, and you can take it with any medication. So, nothing to lose and a lot to gain. But you won't gain weight, you'll lose weight. So there's a sort of an oxymoron there. So get to Calitrin by going to toploss.com. That's their website. Join the Calitrin movement and get healthy now. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug to pay for the product and get free shipping, the best deals for Thanksgiving. Wow, they're Lollapalooza deals. You can also use Afterpay. You can pay in 4 months, interest-free, for Calitrin products as well. Lots of good reasons to take it, get on it, and enjoy your health this Thanksgiving season.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers' new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers' new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
43 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Tuesday morning brings us Uri Geller from his home in Israel. Uri is perhaps the most famous mystifier in the world. I like the term mentalist. At any rate, everybody knows who he is from his spoon bending days, and he still does a lot of that. Got a great museum right in Old Jaffa, which is a part of Tel Aviv. Something that any of you, I don't know, there's a lot of tourism going on. What, by the way, has happened to tourism in Israel, Uri? Do you still find people coming to visit, or is it pretty much shut down because of the war?
Yeah, it's very much down because of the war. It's not only tourists, outside tourists that come usually from America and Europe, but it's local tourists. People are afraid to go out. There are still rockets flying almost every day. Some town gets rockets. But the good news now is that Netanyahu is getting his cabinet together tonight to basically announce that they made a ceasefire deal with Hamas, and Hamas are going to release hostages, maybe 50 hostages, maybe more, but that's what's happening now. And, from the point of view of war and fighting, it's not very good news for the army and air force and navy, because you suddenly stop them from fighting, from basically destroying Hamas. But that's the situation, and we will have to go through it. Meanwhile,
The thing about not continuing to get rid of Hamas, that was the aim at the beginning, even though most people realize you're never going to get rid of Hamas, because if one guy is a leader, the next leader comes along. And they just, it's like a snake, you cut the head off and another one grows on. So people coming to terms with it, it seems like they've had the retaliation for the war. Hopefully Hamas has learned their lesson, but maybe not, depending on the Iranians. Is that the feeling? What are the feelings there toward Iran?
Oh, the feelings, first of all, toward Hamas, Doug, is that they will be destroyed. No, there's no two bits about it. Hamas will never reign again in Gaza. And, of course, like you said, the head of the snake is Iran. Everything is coming from Iran, whether it's intelligence and arms, etc. And also the Houthis are now onto this, and they just yesterday, or was it before yesterday, they basically took a ship, a big ship. They kidnapped
the ship. Yeah, they commandeered it. Yeah.
Unbelievable. I think they did it because the ship is part owned by an Israeli, as far as I understand. And this is what's going on here. I'm looking out of the window. It's very sunny. It's beautiful. I'm off to Haifa in about an hour to entertain some families that were relocated from kibbutzims in the north that are constantly being bombarded. On your side, you know, Thanksgiving Day, you know, for you it's a national holiday, I understand, in America. And you basically, what I remember is that you're basically celebrating the harvest and other blessings of the past year. And I don't know, but I think the Americans generally believe that their Thanksgiving is modeled on a 1621 harvest feast, which was also shared by British colonies. Is that true?
Kind of. It's a part of the old wives' tale. The first Thanksgiving wasn't really what some of the history books make it out to be. It was really tough. The people who survived from the Mayflower and met the natives, and they did get together to have some sort of a, I don't know if you call it a feast, but the natives gave them food, and that sort of became the first. I'm remembering back to when you lived in New York and were working in this country. Do I remember you were in one of the Macy's Day parades back in the 70s? Is that a bad memory or is that a good memory?
No, when you have a big Macy's parade, everyone goes out and then see, it's because it's a kind of a joyous day to watch. But, you know, we parallel, next month we celebrate Hanukkah. And we celebrate the time of, 2,200 years ago when a small army of Jewish rebels called the Maccabees and overthrew a Greek-Syrian occupation of Israel. And basically Hanukkah, Doug, means dedication after the Maccabees who overthrew the Greek ruler. And my name, Uri, means my light. And I think I was named because I was born on December the 20th. Which is Hanukkah, and Uri means my light, and so now you know the meaning of my name.
I do, right? I think I'd heard one way or another, we've talked about this before, what it means and how important it is. You kind of are an Uri. You know, you just look at somebody and, yeah, that name fits. You look like an Uri. Does that sound silly? You do. Yeah, you look like an Uri.
Except you remember the time when we walked out of a British bar and somebody's, there is Uri Geller!
Right. We have to.
James, again. Have to I love you
yes.
all. I love you
love
all.
Me too. Yep. And have a happy. Well, happy anyway, because things are getting better over there, it would seem. So that's a good thing. Lots to be thankful for. We all do, whether we have Thanksgiving or we don't have Thanksgiving. Uri Geller with Doug, Stefan, and Jay at 49. Actually, what? In a few seconds, it'll be 10 before the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VINYL-90.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This kind of reminds me of Yellowstone, although the theme to Yellowstone is a little harder than this, but this is the theme to Dallas, another soap opera. Yellowstone's a soap opera. Dallas was a soap opera. So there must be something we're remembering about this date in terms of the history of Dallas, right, Chucker?
Yeah, it was a big one. November 21st, 1980, episode of Dallas ran. It was called Who Done It? The reveal of who shot J.R. Ewing, which is a massive cliffhanger from the season before. 83 million viewers tuned in, which was I think 83% of the entire viewing audiences that was watching television that night was watching Dallas. But I do think you're right. I think Yellowstone and Dallas have they're similar in many respects. They're certainly edgy soap operas from the dark edge. Yeah. Anything can happen.
That's for sure.
Really
all right,
sure.
I see Dick Van Dyke is going to celebrate his birthday, his 98th birthday, with a special on CBS.
Yes,
it will
cool.
be, I believe, on December 21st, so a month from today. You've got the Dick Van Dyke special. He's done some fabulous things in his life. Everybody knows him, right?
Yes, I certainly do.
Yeah. Okay, that was very dramatic, Chucker, the way you waited.
No, I was waiting. I thought you were asking somebody else if they knew who he was. So, I mean, I would think most people know.
Everybody.
That
was a rhetorical
tell me what you think of this.
Yes.
Nicholas Hoult, the actor from Renfield in Mad Max Fury Road, cast as Lex Luthor in James Gunn's Superman Legacy. Now, he's 33. Here's my issue with this. And I think this is going to be a great movie, personally, because I think they got the casting of Clark Kent and Lois Lane down perfectly. I think the actress who plays Lois in this movie will be the best Lois Lane ever, and that's saying a lot because Margaret Kidder was excellent. But he's one of those actors who's like a man boy. He looks like a boy, even though he's a man. I don't know if that's right for Lex Luthor. We'll see. Nah, I think Ryan Cranston.
Gene Hackman.
Back in the day.
Hackman was the best Lex Luthor.
I agree.
By far. And then you forget about going back to the TV show when what was her name? Lois. I forget her last name. Was Lois Lane in the TV show. And she
I don't remember. I know she was really good, too.
Yeah, she was. Yep,
there's been a lot of good Lois Lanes on television. I don't want to discount that a lot. There's been a lot. Yeah.
Third season of Big Little Lies apparently in the works. Nicole Kidman is talking about bringing the group back together again to bring you, quote-unquote, a third one. Why was this show so beloved? Why did people...
I don't know. I don't watch it. You tell me.
I watched it once or twice.
They announced that Blue Bloods after this season 14 will end. 275 episodes. Yeah, they're gonna finally end it after 14
Why?
Seasons.
Why? When did they announce that? That's awful.
Last night. It was announced last night. They're gonna split into 18 episodes, two seasons. One last season, two. So that surprised me. I got to be honest. That did surprise me.
I'm surprised too because
that show's still a really good show.
It is a good show, and they all get along well, unless Selleck is just tired of doing
that.
He would set the tone.
I think that's what it is. He's probably done it for so long, and he's not a kid anymore. Yeah. But
he's
surprising.
Close to 80, I think, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, that's such a great ensemble cast. All those people together, they've been at it, and it's just a wonderful thing to watch. I look forward to watching it every week. Frankly, one of my favorite television shows. And it's at a time when I can actually watch
highly rated
it at 10 o'clock at night. Very highly rated. So I wonder if there'd be a spin-off with all the rest of the family. And
that's
maybe
interesting.
Not
I mean, they could do that. Yeah. We'll see if that happens or materializes. Maybe they didn't want to announce that with this, to do this announcement and then start to produce them and then go in that direction of a spin-off.
Right. Yeah, that would be the smart thing to do. All right, Chugger, speaking of smart, you're very smart. Good to have you here on the Good Day program. Talk to you tomorrow as we get ready for Thanksgiving movies. It doesn't look like there's a large list of Thanksgiving movies. But we'll find out. Chuck will give us the list as we continue to be your source for anything and everything that needs to be talked about right here on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
The Chase Inc. Business Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/businesspremier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
For breakfast, you want something simple and tasty, like Taco Bell's finally putting a breakfast taco on the menu? They've had all the ingredients, fluffy eggs, melty cheese, savory sausage, and a grilled tortilla. Just put them in a taco. Nothing simpler and more tasty than a breakfast taco.
Yeah, you've got a point. Okay, grab Taco Bell's all-new toasted breakfast taco.
They're gonna love it.
Taco Bell breakfast, served until 11 a.m.
At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participate.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.